morning, ladies and gentlemen. We've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back my co-host, Lee Harris. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. Thanks, Rhea. How are you this week?
Good. My carking Lee Harris.
What was that? That sounded like you said car key. I'm not sure I'm your car key.
Carking.
Carking. What does that mean? I have no idea what that means.
Slightly annoying.
You sound like my wife. That's what she'd call me.
I'm just scraping the bottom of the barrel for like really good words to describe you. So I came across this one and I thought no one's ever going to figure that one out.
No, but I think most people would probably agree who know me.
I don't think you're annoying. I just like the word. And I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the 1900s, and their people move people.
We certainly do.
Although, probably not anywhere near Russia.
No. It's a good place to miss at the moment, I've got to say.
I would assume. And that just takes us right into the segment of EU airspace.
Yes, it certainly does, doesn't it? The EU has imposed a blanket flight ban on Russian planes. That's the head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, announced. She said, we are shutting down EU airspace for Russian-owned, Russian-registered or Russian-controlled aircraft. All such planes, including private jets, will now be unable to land in, take off from or fly over any EU nation. Russian planes have also been banned from UK airspace as well. Ahead of the decision, European countries had been closing their airspace one by one. Germany were one of the first who said its ban would last for 3 months. Departure boards at Moscow's airport showed dozens of cancellations on Sunday, including flights to Paris, Vienna and Kaliningrad. Russia's S7 airlines have said on their Facebook page it would cancel flights to many of its European destinations until at least the 13th of March. And Aeroflot, Russia's biggest airline, said it would cancel its services to most European countries until at least the 26th of March. Russia has obviously responded with tit-for-tat restrictions on countries banning its flights. Commercial airlines are also avoiding airspace around Ukraine, Moldova and Belarus following Russia's invasion. In the US, Delta Airlines have said it will suspend a flight booking agreement it currently has with Russia's Aeroflot. And Australian airline Qantas have said it would use a longer route for its direct flight between Darwin and London, which does not overfly through Russia.
Let me ask you, I know I caught a story this morning that there was a Russian aircraft that was headed from Russia, obviously, to the United States, New York, actually, and it was turned around halfway there and had to go back to where it came from. Is that something that the U.S. is looking into, is banning all Russian flights as well?
I would imagine it would probably be the case at some point in the very near future, yes. I'm not privy, obviously, to any of that information, but it makes perfect sense. It seems that the EU have done it as a group. I would imagine the US would follow suit quite quickly. I know you said the flight turned around halfway there. I know KLM also had a flight on Saturday, which got halfway there and turned around. That was obviously before the EU made their big announcement. So, my guess is it will probably follow in the next couple of days.
See, it's such a shame when things like this happen because it's not the Russian people. It's once again a governmental decision that, the more I see straight across the board, governments are not making decisions based on what the people want. They're making their own decisions based on what they want. There's a lot of people around the world saying to the Russian people, rise up. But what they don't understand from us Western countries is that we have the rights to rise up and protest. It's a different kettle of wax when you're in Russia. You know, you can't speak quite as freely as you do in Western countries. So in the midst of all this, without getting overly political, I think we should spare thought for the Russian people as well, because, 100% of them aren't behind this war and they are protesting and they're going to be suffering greatly as a result of sanctions and everything else that is going on as well.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen on on the news and on certain social media sites of the lots of protests going on through Russian cities at this time. So, like you say, you can't lump all of Russia in together. Obviously not. It is the government that have made those decisions. But obviously, on the big news with regards to the invasion, I would just like to say from Blue Marine Travel that obviously we totally condemn the actions of the Russian government, you know, especially after everything the world has had to endure these last 2 years. Obviously, this is the last thing that anybody needs at this time, especially the Ukrainian people. Obviously, we hope and pray common sense prevails sooner rather than later. And our thoughts and prayers are with all Ukrainian crew and the wider Ukrainian nation at this time.
Perfect. Well, and, you know, I echo those sentiments for sure. We've got better news. New Zealand has some changes, finally.
We have indeed. Yeah, it's literally half the press. So it's only just come out this afternoon. But Kiwis returning to New Zealand from Australia will not need to isolate upon arrival from 11:59 p.m. on Wednesday evening, while New Zealand returnees from the rest of the world will also be able to come to come home without isolating from late Friday. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern made an announcement from Parliament this afternoon. All unvaccinated travellers will still need to enter into MIQ. New Zealand opened the gates to Kiwis in Australia on Sunday night, while New Zealanders and other eligible travellers from the rest of the world were originally allowed to enter from March the 14th. However, this has been brought forward to this Friday at 11:59 p.m. Jacinda Ardern has said that testing will still remain critical. We will still require every traveller to undertake a rapid antigen test on a daily arrival and on day 5 and 6. Any positive RAT tests must be registered and followed up with a PCR test.
Well, I mean, there has, but common sense does have to prevail, but it's still, you know, it's heartening for New Zealand crew and Australian crew and everybody else. Italy has news.
Yeah, travellers from non-European countries will soon be able to enter Italy under facilitated rules, as the latter's authorities have decided to remove the pre-entry testing requirements and a non-essential travel ban. The news was announced by the Minister of Health for Italy, who said that starting from March the 1st, travellers from third countries will be subject to the same rules as travellers from within the EU. This means that third country nationals will be able to enter Italy without being subject to additional entry rules, as long as they hold a vaccination or recovery certificate or a negative COVID-19 test result. In addition, such a statement suggests that the travel ban will also be removed, meaning that travellers from non-EU countries will be able to enter Italy for travel purposes without having to provide an essential reason for their trip.
And there's news out of Bali.
So KLM, Royal Dutch Airlines, Scoot, Jetstar, Air Asia Philippines and Qantas are among the first airlines ready to resume flights to Bali in March or April. While fully vaccinated tourists arriving in Bali are welcome, currently they must self-isolate for 5 days after arriving at a designated quarantine hotel or resort and produce a negative COVID-19 test result before leaving. However, the quarantine rule reduces to 3 days for triple vaccinated travellers from March the 1st and 0 days for the triple vaxxed crowd from April the 1st. KLM have scheduled 2 flights per week from Singapore to Denpasar using their Boeing 777. KLM's first flight is due to land on March the 31st. Scoot, the low-cost subsidiary of Singapore Airlines, is also reportedly keen to resume flights. However, they have not put a date in for the resumption of flights. Australia's Jetstar is resuming flights to Denpasar from Melbourne on March the 14th and from Sydney on March the 15th. The flights will initially depart 3 times a week from both cities. Meanwhile, Australia's other airline, Qantas, sending their Qantas branded planes back to Denpasar from March the 28th. Those flights will operate from Sydney.
What's going on with this Hong Kong flight ban?
Yeah, unfortunately, Hong Kong authorities have temporarily banned 2 more airlines after passengers tested positive for COVID-19 on arrival. Both Scoot and KLM face a 2-week flight suspension. KLM is temporarily off the Amsterdam-Hong Kong route until March the 6th, while low-cost carrier Scoot is also off the Singapore-Hong Kong route until the same date.
You know, I mean, it makes sense, right? I mean, obviously, the screening wasn't done properly, and so somebody got through that shouldn't have gotten through. And so the country says, you know what? Sorry. Until you make sure you get it right, you're not welcome to do business here. Makes sense.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, it does make sense. You know, Hong Kong have been, you know, they are very strict with regards to their rules, but they've made it perfectly clear to airlines, you know, you let people in who've got COVID, you know, you're going to face a 2-week ban. And unfortunately, that's the case for KLM and Scoot this week. To be honest, there's lots of airlines that have received a 2-week ban. I know BA have, we've talked about before. Emirates have also received a ban. I believe Qatar Airlines have received a ban as well. So it's just, unfortunately, this week, it's KLM and Scoot Airlines who have, you know, they've
equal
just
equal opportunity managed banning.
Yeah, exactly right.
Denmark.
Yeah, so starting from the very first hours of March the 1st, travellers from the European Union and Schengen area will be eligible to enter Denmark completely restriction-free. That's regardless of their COVID-19 vaccination status as well. At the same time, travellers from third countries will be also eligible to enter Denmark under facilitated rules starting from the same date. The move was announced by the Danish Ministry of Health in a press release issued on Friday, February 25th, in which they also explained the new entry rules for non-EU travellers. If you are entering from a country outside the EU or Schengen, you will only be required to take a test within 24 hours of entry. Persons entering from outside the EU and Schengen who have been vaccinated with a recognised vaccine or can document that they have been infected with COVID-19 within the last 180 days are exempt from this requirement and can therefore enter without any restrictions.
Nice. Well, I mean, aside from, you know, the absolute disaster that's happening in Eastern Europe, it seems like the world is finally starting to open up and ease up a little bit.
Yeah, COVID-wise, it all seems to be quite positive at the moment, doesn't it? There doesn't seem to be any restrictions being put in place too much at the moment. In fact, most countries seem to be easing them, maybe a little bit too much, possibly, in some cases, shall we say. But, you know, that's all good news. You know, and just as you think you're getting back onto an even keel, then unfortunately, you know, this situation with Russia kicks off and, you know, it makes things a lot difficult for a lot of people.
I tell you, the timing is just, you know, the entire world has suffered the most atrocious crisis that we have seen in modern times. And, you know, everyone is suffering, whether it be financial, you know, people have lost their homes straight across the planet. You know, their income was gone. They couldn't afford to eat. They could, just devastation. And to pick that time, I just, yeah, you know, words can't even, I don't even have the words to express it, but
no.
If I was a fighting girl, I know where Canadian. I could land in a couple of left hooks.
A Canadian girl like you, I'm sure you can handle yourself.
Put him in front of me. Yeah, such a shame. But, you know, we still have, the rest of the world still has business to do. And I know that there are a lot of charities out there right now, and people at the border between Ukraine and Poland. So there's, you know, if you just do a simple internet search, there's a ton of places, people out there that are doing charity work for the Ukrainian people and trying to do their best to help. So check it out, Google it and do your part. And let's see if things change. I think there's a talk coming up, actually. There's being a talk arranged between the Ukrainian head of Ukraine and, I can't even speak this morning, but between Russia and Ukraine. So we'll see.
So fingers crossed anyway.
Yeah. Well, we need some peace and we need some joy and we need some financial stability, I think, straight across the world, just for a little bit, just so we can all get back on our feet, I think.
Yeah, I'll echo that. Let's hope anyway. That's all we can do, I guess, you know, and pray for the people who are slap bang in the middle of the situation.
True enough. No, that whole pray thing. Not against religion there, folks. I'm just saying, it's like, yeah, pray for, okay. You know, I don't know. It's like empty words, really. Anyway, that's just my personal opinion. Not necessarily a reflection of Blue Marine Travel or Yachting International Radio. That's just a Rhea thing. Had to clarify that for both of us.
Indeed.
I'm always sticking my foot in my mouth, aren't I? I don't think a week goes by where Rhea doesn't, at least one foot, possibly two at sometimes, right?
I mean, we try and get both in, don't we? That's for sure.
Anyways, Lee, I have to say it's been an absolute pleasure once again.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to listen as well. So, yeah, look forward to seeing you next week.
And hopefully we'll have the same good news and maybe even better news in regards to the Eastern Europe situation.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Right. You have been watching. Oh, yeah. And I have to say that Crew Travel is brought to you by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Hare was born back in the late 1900s. And their people move people, which is a good thing for a travel company. But they're not moving people to Russia or out of Russia at the moment. Good company. You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you
again. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're boarding passengers seated in zones E and F at this time.